about Zwift.
But you never talk about Zwift.
Welcome to Utopian Weekly, the podcast for Zwifters, cyclists, and everyone else. Each week, we are here to discuss all things Zwift, life, and beyond. My name is Dustin, and this week we have special guest Josh, the captain from X-Wings. Hailing from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The man that makes droids shudder when he in fear when he's in the pilot seat. The dude calling all the shots for the most successful ladder team and coalition. The guy I'm proud to call captain, Josh W. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Doing well, doing well. It's an early Sunday morning.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome, man. Oh, I can't wait for this. This is going to be great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lady that enforces kindness with wit and integrity. Whoa, sorry. The woman who's not afraid to eat spicy food before going dancing. And her go-to karaoke song is Careless Whisper. Hold on. The TTT world record holder. She's funny. She's cool. She's the queen of Yorkshire. Woo! Holly, how are you?
Hey, Dustin. Are you drunk?
No, I've only had coffee this morning, which is, yeah, I'm on my second cup, which
so
is probably
say.
Why.
Yeah, well that's, yeah, that explains it then.
I'll tell you what, I had two cups of coffee yesterday, one in the morning and then one around noon after I did this long 45-mile ride, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And I was, I cannot believe it. I couldn't go to sleep until midnight. So I don't know what's going to happen today. I think I'm going to have to run around the house a couple times. But
yeah,
like around
yeah.
the house, you know. Anyway.
Like, oh, outside of the
outside
house.
Of the
and
house,
like, run around. What is it your American say? Run around the block. Is that right?
Yeah. Well,
that's
I'm
what
just,
you say.
Just
the block.
Jenny from the block.
Go for a walk. Going yeah. for a walk around the block or something. That's
well, yeah,
you,
you know, it's,
yeah. We don't have blocks. We just have fields.
In Yorkshire, I believe it. So so Josh is here, and this is awesome.
Yeah,
because
hey, Josh.
Josh is here.
Are you ready to be defeated, Josh?
Man, you're talking already.
Yeah,
oh
got,
my
gosh. Of course I am.
Yeah.
I got the king himself, Mr. Enzo, in the race, so I'm going to ride his coattails to victory.
Ooh. Well, you've got the king,
that's right.
But psychos have the queen.
Oh, my God.
Touché.
That's good.
Yeah.
But the queen's only as good as her subjects, so I think we're okay.
Oh,
so,
well,
yeah.
I think psychos are gonna smash it then, because I'm as good as psychos are, then they are excellent. So, yeah. Did you not see Tommy and his little videos on that?
Yeah, eating chamois cream.
Be afraid.
I didn't get that part.
Chamois cream on his cereal. Tommy, you're a legend.
Absolutely.
He's also my admin assistant, because he does all my admin at me.
Well, so we're going to get to the race of the year, which I know you might think is a Paris-Roubaix, but it's not. It's
X-Wing
versus Psychos.
That's
the
right.
Psychos,
yeah.
Which we're going to be talking about soon. But we're going to do we'll do our weekly catch up here. And why don't we start with Josh with fresh off a ladder win on Wednesday. Josh, what are you doing this week, man?
Yeah, so a lot of Zone 2 rides, so not super exciting, but I've historically just done way too much racing, so it's nice to actually do quote-unquote real training for once.
Yeah.
The intermix with that ladder race this last week, it was supposed to be 4v4, ended up being 4v3, four for us, three for the other team, which is kind of unfortunate. Then one of the opponents experienced a dropout, so it ended up being 4v2. You know, kind of predestined to win that one, but the real story was Mr. William Hodges on Z-Sun Vipers throwing down an absolute watt bomb of like 16 watts a kilo at the end of the race.
God.
I know.
It was insane.
at the end of that race, I was like, okay, well, you know, like we were gonna try and get the, I mean, Holly, a different Holly with a Y on Coalition, she went for the win, and that was awesome. She killed it, man. That was impressive.
Super. Holly with a Y.
Yeah, she did a great. It was amazing. So so she got first, and then we were all chasing her, or not chasing her, but we were just in the group behind, and then. That finish though, Josh. I mean, I remember saying like I got to go early because you guys are all gonna beat me. So I went early, and then just boom, Hodges just unleashed that.
Yeah, I saw. You know, anytime I see double digits, I know my worthless sprint is gonna continue to be worthless. So I usually don't even try. But I was like, all right, I'm feeling fresh for this one. I'm gonna spin up and see what I can do. And as soon as I saw like, you know, 15, I'm like, yeah, okay, never mind. I'm not even gonna bother with that.
It was amazing though, and I gotta say that I felt so bad. And I know I put this in our chat too, but like, it was on Innsbruck, the Innsbruck with the leg snapper and everything, Innsbruck Ring. That was our. It was only two laps down that. So we went up the leg snapper first, and that's when Holly with a Y got away, and she did fantastic to stay away. I think she was like 48 seconds away or something. Was that right, Josh?
Yeah. I mean, close to a minute. Holly. Just absolute diesel up there.
That was awesome. Yeah, and she was just motoring up that hill too, up the leg snapper, and just kept on going. It was awesome. And then
she's crazy strong.
Yeah, so strong. I know. I'm so glad she's on our team on the X-Wings. Yeah. So and then we had when we were going through there on the last lap when we're and like we got distance and everything, and like Hodges was trying to get us you know, to do that, which is, you know, his right and everything too, and like so we were staying on his wheel and everything. And then Josh was behind us and coming through the sprint, and then Josh put in this huge, huge, huge effort. I'd like to see your power graph for that, Josh. That was impressive.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had to catch us. I don't know what the gap was, but you caught us. And then as soon as he caught us, then Hodges takes off. And so I'm like, well, and I felt bad. Because I was going to stay there and give you a wheel, Josh. And then... I caught
up again, but it was like that disappointing, like heart sinking feeling when you try and close a 15, 20 second gap, you get it, and then, you know, the guy's just like, yeah, okay, that's nice that you did that, but I'm just gonna hammer away now.
Yeah.
I'm just taking notes for Psychos versus X-Wings. So.
Well, don't worry, because it comes to an even brighter ending, because then I caught Hodges, like no problem there, and then Josh Josh was able to recover. He has an incredible ability to recover, and Tim too, and we were all there together. So Holly, I don't know what's gonna happen. Your weebles are gonna, if they go in the negative.
My weebles are, but you've seen how fast my weebles go up again. So good luck.
Yeah, that's true. So all right. So Josh has been doing that, but then he's also been gardening and everything too. Putting his dog in the greenhouse instead of the doghouse. I saw. That's awesome.
Oh, the greenhouse is now the doghouse, don't you know?
Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Spot. Very creative.
Yeah, but it's awesome though, because you sent a picture of your dog sitting in the greenhouse. You have anything started in there yet, or
Just a lot of like veggies and whatnot, so a lot of tomatoes, so looking forward to
tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes.
You mean tomatoes, right?
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. No,
are you going to be like canning and everything? You got to. I know this is not a garden podcast, but what else are you growing?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Big into salsa. Look, I'll be honest. It's not any of my doing. It's all my wife's doing. Who, you know, she's the one who's the good gardener and has her own TikTok and all that stuff. So a lot of canning in the future. We do a ton of salsa. That's a big steak.
So give some cross promotion here. Does your wife want to promote her TikTok on here?
Yeah, I'll drop it in the show notes after.
All right, that'd be great. Thanks. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. I'm gonna have to get on this TikTok.
All I have is my watch goes TikTok, but I can barely hear it. I got some hearing damage, but that's too much playing drums and everything. That's another story, but for another time. But anyway, but so that's amazing. So what are you doing for salsa? What tomatoes work best?
Tomatoes.
For salsa?
Tomatoes.
Honestly,
oh,
pretty
salsa,
much.
Is it like the sauce? I'm thinking you got up dancing.
Well, that too.
I'm thinking, oh, that's a really cool thing. Like you go up dancing with your wife, like how to salsa, and
oh, no,
you know,
I can't
and I thought,
that.
Oh, that's,
I can't
that's
that.
Lovely. no, you're making ketchup. Yeah, okay, got it.
Hey, ironically, we do make homemade ketchup too.
Whoa,
it's actually super good. And
oh,
again, so I say we, yeah. But it's not. I have no
You mean
part.
Your wife does, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no part in this.
How long does it take to make ketchup?
Not super long. I mean, it can take like 30 minutes to an hour.
What? I thought it would take like days to make ketchup.
I could just walk down the shop and buy some.
Yeah, I could be wrong because my involvement is minimal.
You just have to taste. You have to taste
I'm
it and leave the room.
About.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Well, I definitely want to if we can get a possible the Josh Family Secret salsa recipe and maybe some ketchup recipe. That would be really cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Man, so that okay. So getting back to you can use any tomatoes that you want or tomatoes.
Any tomatoes. It's tomatoes. Hey, well, hey, if and when we win, it's tomatoes.
Oh, there we go. That might be what we have to do. Is that
the prize?
Psychos are going to have to say tomatoes for a whole year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, because I last
what a
year,
prize.
Last year I grew a whole bunch of Romas, and those worked out really well. And I made sauce out
of
the Romas
what?
Too. Yeah, Roma tomatoes. Yeah.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, and those worked out really well. But I've tried it with beefsteak before too, and it just felt like it was too big. Because we mostly make just like pico de gallo, right? That's in what we end up doing. But
yeah, any tomatoes generally if. Worked fine too. So I mean, we've done tomatillo salsa.
Ooh,
too, and
that would be good.
Green salsa,
yeah,
as well.
Salsa verde, yeah,
salsa verde. pardon me.
I just go down the shop and buy Heinz ketchup. So
yeah. I remember.
Actually, I don't because I don't like ketchup. So yeah,
what? Yeah, you only like brown sauce.
That's right, yeah. Or barbecue sauce. I got told that brown sauce is barbecue sauce.
That's an abomination.
Sauce.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay, so Josh has been busy gardening and everything like that and doing some racing and some training, getting ready for the big race. What about you, Miss Holly? I know I saw that you were racing today on the MyWoosh. You tried that?
Yeah, so I tried that out. Very first race, the only time I did the power passport test. Apart from that, it's the only time I've ridden on MyWoosh. Mm. So the dynamics and stuff were, even like where the numbers were on the screen, I was trying to figure that out mid-race. And I'm like, yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing. Anyway, so some like hills come and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I've got to push here because it's a hill. And I'm like, I don't know how long it's going to last for. And then it didn't last very long. So I thought, okay, still on the pack and not dropped yet. And then I hit an incline, which I did not know how long was going to last for, right? It lasted 23 minutes going up, and it was steep. And I was like, I had no idea. But the problem was, is at the bottom, I got a gap. So I was like, okay, committed now. Well, I didn't come in, but anyway. But I just kept going. And then, like, you can see, like, the line thing at the top. But, like, I couldn't see the top. And I was like... when does this, then it like flatten out, and I thought, oh, maybe that's the top, but no, it would go up again, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I can't, so there was like a 20 second gap, or 10, you know, like it got bigger as I went further up, but anyway, so that was cat three in MyWoosh, and so I won the comp, and then it puts you
nice.
Into the polka dot jersey, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, won a comp, like, on a climb, and I can't climb, and well, it turns out I'm all right in cat three, so keep me there. Then I'm happy.
that was a Sunday Race
cool.
Club, right? Isn't that
yeah on, Sunday the, Race Club on MyWoosh? Yeah,
there's money
so
on the line for that one, right? Or is that?
Yeah, I don't really know how that all works. Don't do it. Even if there wasn't money on the line, I'd still have a go at it because, well, it's kind of cool. You've got to like do the power passport, then dual record and stuff like that. So it's, you know, legit and things. But it's yeah, so that was kind of exciting. Which I'm super like, it was this morning, so I'm super buzzing because like I want to come, and I was like, I was convinced I'd just get dropped because I don't know what I'm doing on there, so whatever. And then like the last 10 kilometers though, there was a glitch on my screen, and all I could see was like helicopter view of my bike like dug into the road, like, and I could only see like one wheel or something. Couldn't see who was in front of me, you know, like when you're following wheels or whatever. No idea. And it was a bit frustrating because I felt good and I had the power and stuff to hold wheels, but I mean, whatever, it's a virtual puncture. I was, yeah, but, yeah. So
I like that virtual puncture. That's good.
yeah. So I didn't, well, I did care, but I didn't much care because I just thought, well, these things happen, so you know,
Yeah,
whatever.
absolutely.
Yeah, so I was, yeah, when the car, and I got myself in a little polka dot jersey, and thing is, right, I would, you know, funny, right, I went on Swift Power afterwards to look for the results. Like, it's not gonna be on
It's not on
there.
Swift Power, probably not.
So I was like, oh, what do I, where do I go now to like look at like how many watts I did? I don't know. I don't know. So
So
yeah.
what team were you racing for on My Whoosh then?
It's like individual, so
Oh,
but
there's
you
no.
can be in teams or something. April's going to be like a massive learning curve because you
Yeah,
can be in
absolutely.
teams, but like teams of like three or something. So I don't really know how it all sort of works. So I'm just figuring all that out. I didn't expect to do that well today, to be quite honest, because of I don't know what I'm doing. So, yeah. But once you get a gap, you gotta you commit. You've got to keep going and pedaling, right? So that's what I did. All
So
23 minutes of it, or whatever it was.
nice.
Yeah.
So speaking of other big accomplishments for Holly, how about FRR? How'd that go this week?
Oh, FRR was so much fun. Me and Randy did it. So FRR was it was two back-to-back races. The first was an ITT around Innsbruck Ring, and so we all left the pens all together. It was slightly different though. So all the ITT, of course, no draft, so it didn't matter. Like you could see everybody. And then the scratch race was immediately after. I think there was like a 15-minute gap or something. And then we did the scratch race. It was big foothills for 42 kilometers of it. So the first climb was Titans. And then the second climb was that climb that was, what do you call it? The Helicon Hill. Yeah. And then the third climb was Volcano Climb. And then we come down the volcano and then end like 5 kilometers after the bottom or something like that. Anyway, I don't know. I was just there. But the only people in your race were
Just there.
like, yeah, the only people in that scratch race were like Bon Ladies, which were, that was what I was in. So there was 8 of us. I think there was 9 that started, but then one got dropped. And because it's such a small field, if you get dropped, it's a long way to the end. So anyway, so off we go, and Randy and I are on Discord, and we're like helping each other, and then I make it to the top of Titans, and and then the next climb, and Randy's like helping me, like encouraging me and stuff, and then Volcano, and I was dying all the deaths at the Volcano, and then Randy gets a gap, and then she's like, right, you need to attack when you leave the tunnel, and then and then she was like, this is your last chance and stuff. Anyway, so I went and I closed the gap, and then she dragged me to the finish, like kicking and screaming probably. And overall, I got second place, which I'm super, super
That's
proud of.
awesome. And what
So,
category that was Bon?
yeah, Bon Ladies, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Man, Holly,
Respect, respect.
I know. And
Yeah.
I know your subtle flex earlier. She's like, "Yeah, I'm just holding 3.8 watts per kilogram the whole time." I mean, whatever. Whatever, whatever.
ATT.
Yeah.
That
Oh, well, still
was the ATT.
that's super impressive. I mean, that's well over 201 watts. So that's
Yeah.
great.
I think I averaged like 280 watts for the ITT and then the scratch race, but holy shit,
What?
that ITT, I was like, the ITT, I was dying all the deaths, and like Randy was just like telling me like how many watts to do, and oh man, she's an absolute superstar. All credit to her. And then later on in the day, no, the next day, I see a comment from my friend from my team at Coalition, Christinia, and her friend Carrie. And anyway, so we jump on the Discord thing, a Discord thing. and then me and Randy were like helping them, but Randy had to go for a little bit, but I was like encouraging them because I was like watching their race, and right. I was super cool because like Christinia, she closed like gaps to like the front group, and they had a similar size group in their K ladies. Yeah, that's right. And it was just so cool to watch and like help them and stuff. So yeah
that is awesome.
Yeah. The thing is the winners from every single race won NFRR jersey. So I was racing for the win. I know. Nice. So the devil said didn't get it because first loser.
Right.
But it's all right.
First loser.
That's what my mates at Dirt would say. They were like, yeah, you're first loser, Holly. But yeah, so I got first loser. But on the 18th of May, FRR is doing this crazy Vaughan 2 charity thing. You've got to cycle three times up Vaughan 2. So I might do that to earn my jersey. And
I
want to earn it.
I want to do it once.
No, you've got to do it three times because then
three
you get the
times?
Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. The last time I did a Vaughan 2, I said, I will never do this again. Josh, have you climbed Vaughan 2 yet?
Yeah, that's where I unlocked Tron.
Yeah. And are you excited to go back?
I am not.
No, yeah. But is it March 18th, you said? March 18th. And it's like, it's 24 hours.
It's May, April sorry. Now. What?
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, what time is it?
May 18th. May the 18th.
Like out your time machines.
Yeah. I know. Man, I am so bad with the
May the 18th. Yeah. So, it's all for charity and stuff. Yep. And you can do, you can probably do one. I think you've got to do three to get the jersey. You can do that every, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I got told about it and I'll read up on it and stuff. But definitely. Save the date, folks. May the 18th. Yes.
And I think it's 24 hours of that. Like it's 24 hours of that. Like they want as many people to do that. And there's people
in that 24 hour zone. Yes. Like you don't have to start at the beginning. You can do it whenever it suits you. So
yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I think I'd rather just go to, I think Level Velo sells the Flam Rouge racing things. I'd rather buy one of those than have to go up event.
No, you got to win it. You got to win the FRR jersey. The FRR jersey, it's going to be earned, definitely.
Definitely, I know.
Cycling up Vaughan 2 is going to be...
It's funny how that is, how when you earn it, like that makes a big difference. It does, definitely does. So, all right. Well, I know Josh is on a timetable here today because he's got a lot of stuff going on because he has a ladder race today, and I was gonna be able to race in that ladder race, but I couldn't because we were recording the podcast, and then we asked Josh to get on.
Yeah, so you could have done it anyway.
I guess I could have switched the time for me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for being here and doing this with us.
What world is it? I want to know. Like, I got a fan view afterwards, right? What world is it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I should probably know that.
as the captain. All right. Well, while Josh is looking that up, I just needed to give a shout out quick to our DRS team, Coalition Osiris, because we're second in the league and we got second on Tuesday. We were third and then we got second. And right now in Donner in gold, the league there, we've got OTR Rockhounds, which they are killing it at first place and they're doing a great job. And then us in second, Coalition Osiris in second, Dirty Watts Uproar in third, Dirty Watts Ruckus in fourth, and the team Type 1 Dirty Diabetics are in fifth. And all the teams are doing great. There's representations of every single team in the top 10, and it's very competitive, which is another great thing about DRS is that the categories are closer. So it's much more competitive. And I just have to give a quick shout out to our team because Craig got the KOM points this last week of Libby Hill or Libby Hill Reverse or whatever it's called. And the way he told me, he said, I just thought about it as two sprints that just had a brief pause in the middle of it. And so, I mean, we were all hammering as fast as we could up that thing. And then he just went to the top. It was so impressive. And then, we were talking about that. And then we were trying to go through the sprints and everything. And then we were all as a group because we had like 20K after the KOM. Is that right, Holly? It was like 20K from there to the sprints, I think. Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Holly doesn't remember. But anyway, because she does so much racing and everything. But so I just
turn up a pedal.
Yeah, I have to give a big shout out to Mr. Thurman from Dirt, because man, he went off.
Oh,
on this,
yes,
I know, he went off on this huge attack, and so I went with him on the first one because I was like, okay, I want to get with this guy, and because all the FAL points were taken at this point, so I was like, okay, FAL is gone because it was just up the KOM, and I'm thinking it's only FTS of fastest through segments from the sprints, but I'm like, well, he's going to go for finish points, and so I went with him for the first time and stayed with him and brought the entire group back, so we were together, and then there was a short recovery, and then he attacked again, and a different Josh, not Josh W, Josh B, is our road captain, and he's just like, well, I don't know what this guy's doing, I guess just let him go. So we let him go, and because I was gonna go with him, and Holly, you said I should have gone with him.
Yeah,
and
you should. Yeah.
But I was thinking, yep, I need the pack to do the FTS as much as I can, So.
And did it work? Did you get FTS?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So it worked out. Yeah. Yeah. So. but I mean, it was just amazing to watch Thurman do this. I mean, he put in a huge effort, and he had to ride the entire thing solo, and I think he ended up over a minute or maybe 2 minutes or something like that as a gap. I mean.
Wow.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
I got dropped on Libby. I was rubbish at DRS this week. I was thinking, oh, Dustin would tell me I got 15 minutes, but...
That's it. Yes, you only have 15 minutes.
And I mean, 15 minutes were up before the end of the race, so... Yeah. I was just dropped. My teammate Mark, he was behind me, but he'd got second on... whatever that Broadway sprint thing was, yeah. 60 meters or whatever.
Yeah, and it then, was only 4 seconds or something. It was so short. Yeah, so
yeah,
short.
It was really short. Yeah, and it was at the top of that climb and stuff. And he got second over that. So I was thinking, right, so to his point, because I was fourth out the team, but he was fifth, so he was behind me. And I thought, I was in a group of about six or seven, and he was on his own. And I thought, are his points going to matter more than mine because he got sprint points?
Aha.
So
yeah.
I went back for him and then gave him a lead out for the monument sprint.
Yeah.
And I think he got eighth fastest through for the monument sprint. So it was worth it. So his points mattered more than mine did for the team. But it was so hard because I was just dropped on Libby. I don't know. I just didn't have, coming back from not being well, I guess. Get annoyed.
I think you said
when
that
I don't
last
do
week.
Well.
You said that last week.
I'm gonna say it again. Yeah. So I got a list of excuses. Yeah. I got a boulder full of them. So I went back to have. But the problem was is that because I went back, and also I made sure he crossed the line before me because the extra point or whatever. But my ZR app score, whatever. What's it called? The ZRAP score thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it went down because, of course, I finished way down the bottom because I keep losing loads of points. But whatever, I don't know. So I did that. And then I raced again on Tuesday, did Monday and Tuesday. And then DS'd Havoc, who raced midnight or something. They summoned me, they tagged me, and they were like, are you coming to DS? And I was like, well, when is it? I was in my PJs or whatever because it's midnight.
Right.
And they were like, it's in half an hour. And I was like... okay, then.
You better win. You're out of bed. Josh, we need to talk about some interview stuff before we get to the whole X-Wing versus Psychos thing, because let's get a little background of Josh here. So how did you get into Zwift, and what's your current setup and stuff like that right now? What are you riding, and how are you getting things done?
So I got
tell
into
us your tactics.
So, yeah, you won't hear any of my tactics. I got to boot Holly from the meeting first.
Yep.
but I got into Zwift just from seeing people I follow on Strava, ironically, just post about Zwift, and I was like, oh, I wonder what that is, and looked into it more, and then I had a spin bike set up at first, which was not super ideal, but worked just fine, and then graduated to a direct drive trainer. So right now I'm sporting just a basic gravel bike on a Zwift Hub 1, which with the virtual gearing, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I have a rocker plate, which is super cool. I'm not sure it's worth the money in hindsight, but
Yeah.
it is it definitely does help with comfort, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that Zwift Hub 1 is so cool, like how that works, especially with the virtual shifting and everything. Yeah. That's
Yeah,
cool.
Virtual
I
shifting is a
definitely
game changer.
yes,
It's a gear
definitely
changer,
like
game
it.
changer.
Yeah, virtual gear changer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously have the screen with that as well, so with the Zwift Play controller, so
Yeah, that is awesome.
it comes in real handy in ladder races too. Can
Yeah.
throw people out of the draft or
Yeah.
myself
Yeah.
out of
Does
the
it now?
draft.
Yeah. Well, I've got steering too.
Yeah. Well, we might have some more people with steering. Just
Yeah,
you don't know,
good for
Holly.
you. You're gonna need it.
Maybe. But so then let's talk about some when we alluded to the greenhouse and everything already, and you've got stuff started. And I was just gonna make it a point that, like, in Minnesota here, we can't really put stuff in the ground till after Mother's Day. And did you know that in Yorkshire they call Mother's Day Mothering's Day? Did you know that?
No, they don't. No, you
That's what I thought you
just
said it was
heard
called,
me.
Mothering's Day.
Mothering Sunday.
Yeah, Mothering's Day. Yeah.
Mothering
Mothering
Sunday.
Mother
Mothering's. Mothering Day.
Mothering
Sunday. Okay, well, whatever.
Sunday.
Anyway, well, we just call it Mother's Day here. But yeah.
Yeah, well, we call it Mother's Day. Yeah, but like, I think
Mothering's
I don't
Day.
know what goes on. The UK
Yeah.
does everything different to the whole other world, doesn't it? I mean, come
Yeah.
on.
But anyway, so that but you've already got stuff in the ground and everything, and you got your tomatoes going
Oh,
and
there's
stuff too, so.
daffodils, tomatoes. We don't have any tomatoes growing. We have
Yeah.
tomatoes growing, though, if that's what you mean.
All right. Well, let's keep on going here, because one of the best things about Josh is that how he is so organized. So how do you stay so organized, Josh? And, like, how do you even do the thing, like, on Discord, where it's like you can put it's in our own time zone? I screwed up even our time zone thing for this meeting.
Sorry, what?
I
You're
know.
in Yorkshire time. What
We're
are you
all
on
in Yorkshire
about?
time. I know, but
Nah. We don't even know where that I don't even know where that is on a map.
Oh,
Oh, it's on Zwift.
Josh.
It's on Zwift. It's next to Watopia.
I'm just gonna be a stereotypical American and not know my
Yeah.
maps here.
I'll be a stereotypical British person then. How big's America again? It's only like 10 miles across, right? You all live near the seaside, don't you? You all eat Big Macs for lunch and
Wear cowboy hats.
Yep.
yeah, that's right.
Well,
Yeah, ride to work on horses.
definitely the boots. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
everyone ha Oh no, best not go there.
yeah, I think Minnesota or Michigan, they might. I mean, even if we put our, because Josh is in Michigan and I'm in Minnesota, if we were to put them together, they or even
Where
one
is
state, we're as big as the entire UK, I think.
it, well, I don't even know where Michigan is. Where in relation to Dustin Land is that? Do you know, like, honestly, right, whenever people are in America, I'm like, they're like,
I
I'm
would
like
say
so
across the
far from
pond.
Dustin.
If I
Yeah.
use the British
Yeah.
slang, it's across the pond.
So
That's right.
great,
Yeah.
except it's just Great Lakes.
So yeah, so like let's see. Minnesota, there's Minnesota, then there's Wisconsin, then there's this huge body of water, Lake Michigan, and then there's Michigan. And actually Nick Kay is on the other side of that, but he's in is it Ontario? 'Cause Ontario is right there by Detroit, you know.
Yeah, he's like right near Detroit as far as I know.
Which is so funny, because, and that's the only, I just learned this, that's the only city that's in, or like in Windsor, I think Windsor, Ontario is the only city that has the only Canadian city that has a U.S. city north of it or something like that. Because I think it, doesn't it go to Windsor and then Detroit's on top of it? Yeah, I'll
I
have to
am
look at a
so
map.
confused. It's not in Yorkshire, so
Yeah,
whatever.
it's near Yorkshire, just a couple thousand miles away. But yeah. All right, so Josh, how do you stay so organized? You already have your bottles and everything ready, I'm sure, for this
He has
ride.
a wife.
I got my bottles ready, got everything ready to hop on after this
Nice.
interview. Yeah.
Good job,
But
interview.
yeah, the Discord organization honestly has just come about from watching other people be good at it.
Well, you're
So
excellent at it, dude. Seriously.
it's not through my own research, that's for sure. I just see other people doing nice things and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just steal that.
Oh, that's
Okay, Josh, I
awesome.
need to teach you how to brag properly because that was rubbish.
Well,
Well, I don't need to brag about my Discord skills. I'll just brag when we win. So.
Oh, there we go. All right, let me get my sunglasses on. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, now it's time. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what people have been tuning in for. I can't do this voice for too long, but who's going to win, right? I mean, X-Wings versus Psychos. Yeah, I know it's not the Psychos, so... Josh, I know we're here. We're going to talk about this because we've got to first off talk about our lineup. And, you know, Holly still has not revealed her lineup.
It's top secret.
Well, this is what we know right now.
Holly and a bunch of scrubs, right?
It's Holly and a bunch of scrubs. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Tell me you get after them.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, like just like TLC, we don't want no scrubs. Right? No scrubs. So, yeah. I know. Holly, go ahead. Go chase some waterfalls, okay? Because we ain't got no scrubs.
You'll be chasing waterfalls after you lose.
Well, I got to tell you, like, we even have this coordinated, Holly, to our wheel choices for our Tron bikes. That's right. I'm giving you a tip. We're going all Tron bikes, okay? So, and Danny's going to be blue. Gareth is in green. Josh, I think you picked yellow. And then I'm in orange, and Nick is in pink. So there you go. There's our whole setup right there. So what are you guys gonna do for a bike?
You could
choice?
Have e-bikes. Would still beat you.
Oh, really?
They're all gonna be on Buffalo bikes.
Oh, we're gonna be on. Yeah, yeah, and we'd still win. Hand cycles, and we'd still win. You can like, yeah. I mean, this knout you can do knout.
Yeah,
that means nothing in American language.
Yeah, I've heard that before. But so, Josh, let's talk about how we're going to how you're when do you think we should attack? Should we just attack at the climb,
right?
at the climb of the epic KOM bypass? What do you think?
I think we just fly out of the gate at 10 watts a kilo and then just maintain that the entire race.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, do a chili. Do you know what that means? What that means yet.
Well, Chili's not racing, so I mean, we is he not? It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Is he not? Oh, you don't know, you see.
No, we don't know. You don't even know. Exactly. Yeah. So
I know. You don't know.
All right. So Josh, so we've got a couple ideas here though of how we're going to attack. And Holly's scared.
Yeah.
I know she's scared because I can hear it in her voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's scared that she's
shaking in her boots.
Yeah, in her cowboy boots.
My cowboy boots.
Yeah. Holly's probably scared that she's gonna have to go after each attack. Because who's gonna cover attacks on your team, Holly?
Oh, we got people that can cover attacks. Don't you worry. I don't need to worry about covering attacks.
I don't know. All right, so Josh,
what are you going to do, Justin? How are you going to cope, like being off the back on your own, doing an ITT on your own, off the back, being last? How are you going to do that, Justin, huh?
I'm going to go one pedal at a time. And I'm going to do whatever my captain says here. If Josh says...
Yeah, what's he going to do, Josh?
Yeah, spin up the e-bike and then... Yep.
If he says plug in the drill, I will plug in the drill. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If our attack up the KOM doesn't work, then we're going to make sure that we have contacts for all of their teammates to unplug their trainers. And I think that's the next best strategy.
We've ridden that on a ladder race before, and we won.
There's just so happens to be power outage throughout Yorkshire.
Yeah,
Yorkshire.
Yeah,
Yorkshire, Yorkshire. Yeah. I don't know.
Yorkshire.
Oh man,
you can't point this out on a map. It's not.
So, Josh, let me just ask you a straight question here. Are you scared?
I am not.
You better be.
I'm definitely not scared. No,
Not scared either.
I do think, okay, in all seriousness, though, I do think this matches up pretty well. I do think this matches up pretty well to be a pretty competitive race.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
Yeah.
But we'll still win, so I don't care.
The thing is that Gareth Flowers was in my DRS, so it's, what the heck was he doing there? I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking before we started the podcast. Appreciate that you renamed his Discord name. Definitely not the lead out guy.
Yeah.
Well. No, I changed it to lead out guy, and he's changed it to definitely not the lead out guy.
Oh, so he changed that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he changed it to definitely not the lead out guy. Yeah, because I had Dustin's, you had all your emojis thing on the Discord server, and then I added in like something. What did I put? Loser team or something.
Yeah. Yeah, which wasn't so kind, I don't think. But anyway, It's don't you worry, because we also have, there's another competition here, and this is how people can really help here too. So everyone who's watching the race, which we're going to have this streamed on YouTube, so it's going to be on April 21st, and it's 10 a.m. Central Time, which that's 3 p.m. UTC time, whatever UTC stands for. And if I did it correctly,
I don't know, who cares, it's YST that matters.
Yeah, that's right, YST that matters. But we're going to, if you, what you can do is you can go to the Wittopian Weekly Zwift Club and you can join that, and then you can also you'll see this as an event. And the easiest way to do it, if you want to just fan view, is just mm-hmm. you can just fan view, just join the pen, and then just don't you know, just don't race or whatever. But you can, that's the easiest way to do it. But the other way, Josh is going to be streaming his stream on YouTube, and hopefully Josh will be able to get yours hooked into the Wittopian Weekly stream as well. And then on Wittopian Weekly's YouTube page, which I started a YouTube page, or someone on admin is starting a YouTube
we
page.
Have okay
yeah yep yep cool. And then it's gonna be streaming through there with commentary by our yeah. admin team, Gina and Paul. Now that yeah. is gonna be worth it right there. So they're gonna be able to do that, and then Holly's gonna give us hopefully a stream from your team's perspective as well. So
yep.
So we're going to have both those, and then I believe Paul or Gina are going to be able to also do their fan view thing in there. So there's going to be lots of different camera angles, and this should be really interesting. Now, Holly, we haven't talked about this yet. Do you and I want to also be live Zoomed?
You mean, so you can, why not? Why not? I've been on Zoom before.
Let's do it.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly
I'll have
go
to,
wrong?
I'll have to yeah. make sure I wear my merch kit, because that's the kit of winners, you know?
That's right. Josh, did you get your coalition kit yet?
I still have not. Well. It's been six weeks. Still haven't gotten it, sadly.
Oh, man. Send them an email. Tell me. You need it this week. Yeah.
This is critically important. You need to pause the rest of your production. Get this
get
out.
You coalition kit yeah. so you can win them.
You got a B minus rider who is very eager yes. to wear a kit.
Get it working. Get it to my doorstep. Exactly.
B minus rider. You're
yeah,
not
right.
A B minus
Josh,
rider.
I've seen you. You are. You have an incredible amount of endurance, man, and you are so much faster than
does
I am.
Does
so.
He endurance? Oh. Okay, no, that does. Yeah,
you know that's yeah. that just comes from. That's mm-hmm. the other way I got into Zwift is just you know, I finished a marathon and then was like, yeah, I don't really feel like doing that anymore. And what's the next thing? And indoor cycling apparently was it.
Same. What marathon yeah. did you do?
Just a local, it's Holland Haven. It's just 40 minutes away. And it was advertised, or I thought it was very flat, and it was not. So, made it a lot more
splat on average.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I did a marathon.
Here we go. Here we go. Holly, I hope you tell your team about your marathon next Sunday. Yeah, because I really want them to hear every single detail about it and everything too, the whole time. Because the more you're talking, the better.
There will be. I don't think I can talk and race that hard. It's going to be like one word, I think, because that's how we that's how we roll.
So this will be really interesting, everyone, and we invite everyone to come on to check this out. Josh is going to be calling the shots as always, and you know, Holly, Josh is really good with his tactics here. So
I know.
We have won several
better with the tactics than the actual racing. I will say that, but hopefully
no, definitely the word of that.
Yeah.
I'm just getting you prepared here, but but I will
I'm
say
prepared. Born ready. Yeah, I got Jeremy's
But no, this is going to be amazing, because yeah, Josh always has great DSing and everything like that, and to be able to do that while you're riding is not easy at all. So the other thing that we were talking about is the ride-ons. So if you want, whoever you want to give to ride-ons, you can give a ride-on to all of us if you want to, or just the coalition team if you want to.
Yeah, the cool people. the cool people.
That's totally fine.
The cool people. The cool people. The cool kids. You know where the cool kids are.
Well, but it's good because we have a separate competition. So this is inspired by Zwift Games, and it's a team competition. It's not just one rider. So if Holly gets, 25 ride-ons, that's amazing, and that's great. And and if I get three, 25. That's fine. It doesn't matter. But it's going to be whatever we get for the whole team on one side, and the whole team on the other side.
Got that in the bag.
That might be the tipping point. And also, we got to figure out how we're going to do how does the scoring break down? How's the scoring break down? Is it 10 points for the
usually
first?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
yeah, inverse order of finishing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, from 10, and then we'll just count them all up. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to be
pretty
on top
sure
of that.
We can do the maths.
Do it. Yeah, we won't need to do the math when we finish.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be easy. When we have the
easy because you'd be like, what is one or two or three or four or five? Oh yeah. We've lost.
Man, those are some big words coming from across the pond.
Big
here.
Words.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone is able to watch this here. And so we really
next
hope
Sunday.
You like it. Oh my gosh, next Sunday.
Looking forward to Paul and Gina's commentary too.
Yes.
The resident Scotsman himself.
I know. That is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I really hope that they show impartiality. Impartiality, is that right? Or are impartial or whatever. I'm sure they
not
will.
Not being funny, but they know where it's at.
Yeah, because Gina's on your DRS team. I know that. But
Gina is on my DRS team. She's amazing. Oh my gosh, she got second in a real life gravel race.
Oh, that's right. In Austria, right?
In Austria. Oh. Yeah. And then she did another one in a different country, Croatia, I think it was. And
that's awesome.
That's gonna be pretty hilly too.
Yeah.
Croatia. Yeah. And then now she's back home again now. But second. So she got to stand on an in real life podium. How
cool
that's
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's gotta post that picture. I hope someone took a picture of it. So
Gina, I'm your friend. Remember that, yeah?
Yeah. Same here, Gina and Paul. don't forget about that. So again, Queen and gentlemen, thank you, Queen, the Queen of Yorkshire, Holly, and gentleman Josh, for being here today and for
King
waking
Josh,
up early.
You called
King
him.
Josh, yes,
King
Captain Josh.
Josh,
Captain Josh, yeah.
Yeah, and, Captain Josh.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, this is Holly. You have no idea what's coming your way, and I really hope you get everything that's coming to you. Oh wait, I mean in a good way. Wait. Sounded threatening. I mean, wait a second. I didn't mean it like that. Just
how far
good,
away are you?
Yeah, just good luck. Good luck for the psychos, because this is going to be something else. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening to our podcast and for giving us feedback, support, and the ideas for future episodes. We're going to work on getting the organizer of the Zwift Racing app onto our podcast, and we have some other ideas too. So this is going to be so cool, and so really appreciate that. And a lot of our ideas come from the community, so thank you for helping us out with that. Because I mean, I don't know if you noticed this, but Holly and I can talk for a really long time. And then, so we can talk about pretty much anything. almost, yeah, yeah.
True
the
story, yeah.
The difference between brown sauce and ketchup and barbecue sauce, too. But
brilliant.
Yeah, well, so if you have any questions, comments, or recipe ideas, please join our Discord server where Josh is going to put his salsa recipe, maybe, and a ketchup recipe. Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both if you're lucky. No,
I can't wait. We'll have to start a new thread. But please join our Discord server. There's a link below in the for that. And then also, please remember that the X-Wing versus Psychos ladder race, there is the ride-on competition as well, and it's team-wide, not individual. The race is Sunday, April 21st, the day after Earth Day, 2024, at 3 p.m. UTC. And so thank you, everybody, for listening again, and we will see you in Watopia.
Bye.